right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I'm trying to do too many things at once. Sandy Williams is here, and I want to welcome again back Mr. Tony Perez.
Manny Perez.
Manny. Oh.
You're close, though.
Tony's a baseball player.
I'm sorry, Manny. I'm trying to do too many different things at once. Was it the Department of Workforce Development, or what was the name of the department when a former governor, Scott Walker, appointed you as secretary of it? What was it?
The Department of Workforce Development.
It was the Department of Workforce Development. It has since been renamed, hasn't it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I know of.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, why you're here. I was listening to a commercial this morning on a conservative radio station, and the commercial is to blame, Governor Evers, of the present governor, for the unemployment situation. This was a brand new commercial that's just out now. And the Republicans think that it is a winning proposition to blame Governor Evers for the pain that many people during the pandemic shutdown of the state of Wisconsin, and the fact that people could not get their unemployment checks when they needed them the most for months and months and months. And they thought this was a winning proposition to blame on Governor Evers. You say what, sir?
If the commercial mentions and blames Governor Tony Evers about the failures of the unemployment insurance system in Wisconsin, that is false. It's a false commercial. And the reason is that at least on 9/27/2011, Rebecca Clifish knew about the issues of the unemployment insurance, because she mentioned that on a TV program that is already published. But not only that, as of the first 3 weeks of the Scott Walker administration, I had brought out the issue to Keith Gilkes directly at the governor's office that the unemployment insurance system was obsolete, needed maintenance, and needed a lot of babysitting. So it is false.
So 2011, this was understood. And so why did the governor, Scott Walker, and Rebecca Clayfish not want to get that fixed?
When I brought the issue to Keith Gilkes at the governor's office, he indicated that no, he would not do that and that the governor would not. I had presented a solution because I had spoken with the undersecretary of the Department of Labor at the federal level, and the person had indicated to me that if the governor, Governor Walker, would send a letter outlining the problem and requesting assistance, that the Department of Labor would align the financial resources and other resources in order to revamp the system, and that, in fact, they would create extra capacity because they were aware that other states had similar issues. Probably the reason that they did not, that I was indicated no, is because Scott Walker did not want to accept assistance from Barack Obama, and neither did Rebecca Clifish. It was all political, without understanding that in reality the money that is at the federal level would have come from Wisconsin taxpayers. The money, federal taxes, for example. So they were completely wrong in not accepting the assistance, it would have been the right thing to do from a managerial standpoint and even political standpoint at the time, because even if they had not completed since 2011 the revamping of the system, at least by the time the virus emerged, the state of Wisconsin would have been better prepared to confront the crisis, and maybe the crisis would have been less. So, the in my opinion, that was dereliction of duty for political purposes.
So, you know,
that's my opinion.
People may say, why are you coming out with this now? You've got an axe to grind with, you know, former lieutenant governor and present candidate for Republican nomination for the governor of the state of Wisconsin, that you've got an axe to grind with either Scott Walker or Rebecca Clayfish. Why did you wait so long before you brought this to light?
It has been 11 years since I was a secretary, and during all that time I had not spoken about any of these issues. But when I saw all of the ads coming out, I felt it was my duty to set the record straight. And that's why I wrote the editorial article and I published it under my name. So because of the ads.
You know, you didn't remain secretary long. Why?
Fundamentally, Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish were elected for two single purposes. Number one, create 250,000 jobs by the end of the first term. Number two, convert the Department of Commerce into the what today is known the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. There was no talk about Act 10 or anything like that. They were elected for those two purposes. Within 2 weeks of assuming office, Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish changed the entire agenda for the state of Wisconsin from creating 250,000 jobs to the Act 10. The introduction of Act 10 was simply the introduction of a significant shock into the entire system. And I indicated that. In other words, we were prepared with planning to create 250,000 jobs, but we were not ready for 250,000 jobs in the presence of a shock, which was represented by the Act 10. So in my opinion, that was irresponsible from both Rebecca Clayfish and Governor Scott Walker to change the entire agenda of the state of Wisconsin within 2 weeks of assuming office.
Let me ask you, 250,000 jobs, many people said that was something that they didn't think was possible to happen. You saw that? That clearly was something that you were almost absolutely sure that you could make happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, Governor Tommy Thompson had demonstrated already that it was possible. And in fact, by the time that I left, we had already placed into jobs about 24,000 people in the first 3 weeks of the 2011 year. And we were doing that at the rate of 6,000 workers per month.
So,
it's entirely possible.
So I can't recall. 2011 was an upkick in the economy, wasn't it?
At the beginning, there was a small uptick, but as I mentioned before, what Mr. Paul Jaden and I did is that we established operational alignment between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Department of Workforce Development. Alignment means operationally that we would work in sync. And that was reflected across the economic development agencies across the entire Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, and the workforce development agencies across the state of Wisconsin. As a result, both the economic development system in the state of Wisconsin and the workforce development system in the state of Wisconsin across all the counties were working very much in sync. And that thing, including the nonprofit organizations, that thing is precisely what increased the placement rate across the entire state of Wisconsin. Operational alignment.
So this is Sandy Williams. So that the Walker succeeded Jim Doyle. Was the Doyle administration carrying out the workforce development process? And yeah, because there was Doyle between Thompson and Walker. And I presume that there was some momentum coming into the period. Clearly, 2008 was a terrible jolt to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So had you worked under the Doyle administration, or how did you had experience in this workforce development area?
I did not work with the Doyle administration. The Secretary of Workforce Development during the Doyle administration was Roberta Gassman. And she would have known that the unemployment insurance system was starting to get obsolete because she had been secretary for a very, very long time. My experience in the workforce development system comes from the private sector, because I was the president of JNA Staffing, and at the same time, I had worked at Manpower. So I was very familiarized with the issues. And during my time at JNA as president of JNA and co-owner of JNA Staffing in the south side of Milwaukee, I'd work with many of the nonprofit organizations in the economic development and workforce development agency.
So Manny, can we get you to take a break? When we hold on a second, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Mr. Manny Perez is on the line. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.